This is HDN.
Burp.
Is that all you've got to offer?
That's it. Good night. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Tomorrow's will be a little longer.
Once you have a moment to digest.
Wow. Turkey is even better the second day.
Sure is.
It's if I eat too much turkey, and that's not all that much. We didn't even have seconds or anything.
No.
I'm in pain.
Keeping
Happy
Pepto,
Thanksgiving, everyone.
Keeping Pepto-Bismol in business since 1979.
Mm-hmm.
Some concert news for you today.
Okay.
Looks like Bryan Adams is coming back to Halifax February 18th, 2015 at the Scotiabank Center.
In what capacity this time? Last time he was here, it was an all-acoustic performance. Do you remember that?
That's right. This is the 30th anniversary of his hit album Reckless, which had that string of hits.
I'm gonna run to you.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. Summer of 69, Kids Wanna Rock, and so on. The tickets go on sale Saturday, October the 25th. Now, the details have not been released yet. I guess it's going to be next Monday, the 20th, where we're going to find out about ticket prices, but I have a feeling this is going to be a steep one.
Well, he puts on a hell of a show. He's one of those artists. It's like Sarah McLachlan. You know, they perform sold-out stadiums around the world.
Mm.
This is world-class entertainment. You have to put behind you all those memories, and I always bring up the fact that we used to go down to the Riviera Rock Room in Edmonton and watch Bryan Adams play, and we'd go right up to the stage and request Beatles, and he'd play them.
Unbelievable.
He and the band would play, oh, yeah, okay, we'll play Star Standing There or whatever it was. I forget, but yeah, talk about up close and personal. Hmm. That was after he had his first record out, like the disco record.
Yes.
Do you remember that? All of the big Canadian artists like Alanis Morissette, they always have their first Canadian album.
Yeah,
that's like an embarrassment that they don't bring up in public. You know, he had his, oh, what was the name of that song that he had? I don't even think it would be in Wikipedia.
Oh, I'm sure it would be.
I mean, no, in Wikipedia it says he rose to fame in North America with his album Cuts Like a Knife. It doesn't talk about his...
Trying to whitewash history, are you, Brian?
Well, the fact that he took over when Nick Gilder went solo, a young Bryan Adams became the lead singer of Sweeney Todd.
What?
Oh, yeah. That's how he first got on stage
Holy
and started doing his
smokes.
Stuff. See, I know my Bryan Adams trivia here.
Well, you... Well,
not just anyone goes right up to the stage and requests Beatles, you know. let me see. Oh, what was... It was like a dance? Dance. Let Me Take You Dancing. Let me take you dancing, dancing.
Oh, let God, yes.
Take you home.
Was that like 78 or 79?
That was 1978.
Wow.
And then he put out his self-titled album.
Right.
And that had Give Me Your Love, which was a big hit in Canada. But it wasn't until Cuts Like a Knife hit. And that's when he stopped taking the requests at the Riviera Rock Room.
No word on how much the ticket prices are. Again, that won't be released until the 20th.
So one thing about him, though, is he loves to perform.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't get the, oh, Bryan Adams walked off the stage early, or he cut the concert short because he's one of those guys that's like, hey, guess what? Your dog just died. Oh, that's a drag. Ladies and gentlemen, Bryan Adams. Hey, everybody! And he just completely changes, you know, because the stage is his life.
That's
and
what he
really
does.
Appreciates his audience.
Halifax Moosehead in trouble with the law. Moosehead's player arrested after apparently being caught driving while impaired. This happened on Freshwater Trail in Dartmouth on October 7th. So that was, what, Wednesday, Thursday, last week?
Right.
Police were called out around 11 o'clock at night, and they say a 19-year-old man was arrested after the vehicle he was driving hit a parked car. Now, he did blow over the legal limit, according to police, but no charges have been laid as of yet. Apparently, the cops have 20 days from the time of the incident to lay charges and release the man's name. Cam Russell, the GM of the Mooseheads, confirms that it was a player that was arrested, but would not confirm or name which player it was. So we'll stay tuned for further details on that.
That's really dumb.
Yeah, kind of sad. Kind of sad.
They're hooking their train up to becoming possible superstars and multimillionaires, and all they have to do is kind of keep their nose clean and
well, you know, at the same time, and I am, believe me, I am not condoning drinking or driving, drinking and driving by any stretch of the imagination, but you got to look at a good chunk of the Mooseheads are from Baltic nations, where perhaps drinking and driving isn't quite as taboo as it is here in North America.
I think it's pretty taboo everywhere. Are you pulling out the Baltic nations card?
No,
you
I'm just saying.
You can defend this guy.
No,
well,
no, not
he is
not
from
at
a
all.
Baltic nation, you know.
But I mean, you know, if you you know, somebody.
Who knows? We don't even know who it is.
No, that's right. But I'm just saying, you know, a lot of their players do come from Europe, where especially.
No, they still crack down on drinking and driving.
Okay. Even in Kazakhstan?
Well, I don't think they have cars. Although they could have the next Olympics, well, the 2022
Olympics.
Kazakhstan,
yes.
And China are now the two remaining cities, Beijing and whatever the hell city it is in Kazakhstan.
I couldn't even name one. Yeah. Boratville. Oh, God. Might have seen this story on CBC pop up over the weekend. It's out of Halifax, and it's kind of disturbing. Brother and sister live in Halifax, their house was invaded by police during a noise complaint. Now, this happened way back in 2008. They were having a Halloween party, and they live in a series of townhouses, I think just off of Lady Hammond Road, and those townhouses on John Parr Drive. Nice townhouses. And they were having a Halloween party, and it did get a little noisy, and there were a couple of noise complaints. Well, by the time the police arrived to check out the noise complaints, the party was over. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. Everyone had gone to bed. There were, you know, four or five people who were sleeping over because they had been drinking. The house is dark. The house is quiet. The cops arrive and knock on the door. They get no answer. So then they proceed to burst in the door and then run upstairs and break open the bedroom door to get at the homeowners. And that's when all hell breaks loose. And there's actual tape of a 911 call where somebody in the townhouse is calling 911 because these two cops are just going apeshit. They're just wailing away at anybody they can see and find.
Well, yeah, the guy was tased in the face.
In the face, because he came to the defense of his sister because the sister was trying to escape from the bedroom, tripped, and fell against one of the cops.
Now, normally you would say, wait a second, that's only one side of the story. But hasn't Halifax police already admitted guilt? Haven't they already?
It went before a police board, a police commission. One of the officers was suspended without pay for 2 weeks and ordered to pay the siblings $1,000 to, you know, say sorry about the inconvenience. But the only problem is that this brother and sister team are now $66,000 into inconvenience because they were charged criminally. The charges eventually were dismissed.
But he lost his job over that, did he not?
She lost her job. Yeah, she lost her job. She was an insurance agent, I do believe.
Right.
And because of the criminal charges, couldn't get her license, couldn't get it renewed. So she has since had to leave Nova Scotia, move to New Brunswick to be back closer to her family. And she and her brother are $66,000 in the hole. So it'd be interesting to see if anything comes of this. They went to CBC with their Go Public feature that they do to draw attention to cases like this.
Well, they were airing it yesterday big time on the CBC News World.
Mm, yeah, absolutely.
So we got the national spotlight on Halifax police. I have a feeling, you know, something's going to happen. That's the power of the media right there.
Something is going to have to happen because this is just absolutely ridiculous what has happened. The good part of this story is that a crowdfunding campaign has now been started to help raise money for these siblings so they can help pay off their legal bills and sort of, you know, get back on their feet type of thing. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on this story as well for you.
Yeah.
Hey, you mentioned, of course, Turkey Day and all of the great food we had.
Burp.
A quick look at the number of hours you will need to burn off the 3,000 calories that you likely had in the average Thanksgiving dinner. Now, 3,000, that's the complete dinner, dessert, probably a few drinks in there, plus any munchies that you might have ahead of time.
Yeah.
You're going to have to spend 2.8 hours running the stairs to burn that off, 3.8 hours of jumping rope, 5.25 hours of circuit training. So get out there and get moving because that stuffing ain't going to take care of itself.
You know, I've gotten to the point where I don't count hours to burn it off. I just now count how many pounds I'm going to put on after eating all of that. Sure, I have to run up and down the stairs for 2.5 hours if I want to burn it off, but say if I didn't do that, where is it going to land? On my ass? On my guts? How many years is this going to take off my life expectancy? That's all I want to know now, because I don't want to lift my fat ass off the couch.
Let's just break it down that way, okay?
Well, I posted that picture of who I thought should have been douchebag of the week last week.
Yes, our improper Parker.
Yes. Anyway, good friend Len McKeegan posted a picture of someone he thought was even douchier as a douche. And
okay. But man, he just added it right to our Facebook post?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And the parking lot was full, he said. And this guy is completely straddling the line.
Nice.
So he's taking up two parking spaces. I was once at a parking lot where a guy was actually his car. He parked it strategically, so he was taking up four spaces.
Wow. Now, I've seen that on a couple of occasions where I have given them a pass because they have an accessible parking pass in their front.
No,
and
don't give them a pass. No, don't give them a pass. Because they have those extra wide spaces right by the door.
And they were full.
I never see them full. They're always empty.
Really?
How many times have you pulled around the side of a parking lot and you're about, ooh, there's a spot. Oh, damn. It's got the big blue wheelchair.
Oh, geez, I see at the superstore all the time. I see them packed.
What superstore do you go to? The one right beside the old folks home?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. Is that the one on the old Beaver Bank Road there?
There you go. Well, let's go to a different one where the younger folks go.
I guess so. I guess I got to run with a younger crowd.
Speaking of parking lots in stores, this is equal time because I'm talking about the douchebags that are riding around in their cars and so many people just don't stop or they don't care or you're there with your ticker on and you're wanting to go into a spot and you're waiting for somebody and somebody else pulls in really quickly. What really drives me crazy are the people that are waiting for a spot for 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know what? Just because you're there and your turning signal is on, if the people haven't loaded their groceries into the trunk, move along because people are trying to actually use that as a thoroughfare.
No. They're squatters' rights.
No, you can't squat for too long. But what really bugs me, and this is equal time, are the pedestrians.
Yes.
Because there are crosswalks marked down there in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they're strategically placed so that you can cross to get to whatever aisle your vehicle is in.
Correct.
What bothers me are the people that don't give a damn about that and will just stroll in front of any car. I think the same laws should apply in a parking lot as anywhere else. If you're in the crosswalk, then you have the right to cross.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not in a crosswalk, then move it. I'm not saying you can't cross unless there's a crosswalk there, but get the hell across the street.
Yes.
Don't just waltz like you have the right of way. You're driving past the front of Walmart, and these people are strolling out, even though they've got a crosswalk that's about, 30 feet wide.
Mm.
You know, that whole front area is a crosswalk. But they'll just stroll diagonally towards their vehicle, and they do not care that there's a car around there. Mm. I honk at those asses.
As you should.
And they give me the... they get very upset, but geez, come on.
In other retail news, children of the 80s are going to shed a bit of a tear on this. The City Streets chain of stores has closed. You might remember City Streets. They used to sell all the cool surfing and skateboarding stuff, and it was sort of the cool go-to place in the 80s. It actually opened up in 1974, I think. They had nine stores, outlets in total, including some in Halifax. There was a brand new one, actually, just in Dartmouth, at Dartmouth Crossing, but all up into Newfoundland as well. And unfortunately, they went bankrupt, and the owner, Gary Fullerton, just, basically went tits up and left the employee suddenly without jobs, happening on, this would have been Friday. So just before Thanksgiving weekend, all these people were thrown out of work. So
never work for surfers. That'll teach you. That's too bad.
It is. The employees now have to go through some sort of federally run program, the Wage Earner Protection Program, to collect up any back wages and vacation pay that they're owed to them. But I have a feeling there might be some liquidation sales coming up in the not too distant future. And that's it for me, unless you've got something else to add.
No, I think I've said it all.
Done all the damage you can do for one day.
Who else can I rant on? Yeah, we'll start the week off slowly. After all, it is a short work week.
Yeah, that's true.
And we'll be back again tomorrow, and that's going to be Wednesday already.
Until then.